afternoon to all of you. Welcome to the this is the fourth presentation of the seminar. We have had a good time so far, and today we are going to talk about the Christian journey from division to unity. Basically, we have been dealing with the issue of the unity of the church. I began sharing with you my experience from my childhood, so very, very much into the middle of the last century, basically. So I have been a long time. This is my time for me to write history directly as a witness. But my share was that I experienced a unity on the church, real unity on the church, everybody thinking in the same way, everybody preaching the same thing. I mean, when I say everybody, my father was not an Adventist, but my mother, the pastor of my church, the visiting pastor, the youth pastor, the president of the association, when somebody came from the States, everybody was on the same page. The professors, the academy professors at the college, everybody, clearly they didn't actually said exactly the same words, but they believed the same things. As the time passed in my experience, as you can see in my first presentation, I began to discover things that did not fit. This person says another thing, contradicts with this thing, and then they do this and the other. And finally, at the end of my experience, which is today, I am convinced that our church is not in the state of unity, but in a state of disunity. And the disunity that exists
to all of you
in our church kind of mirrors the disunity that exists in Christianity. And it's not a
seminar.
Lack of unity.
We have had a good time so far.
Well, I like
and today
to have
we
a
are
carpet,
going to talk
about
brown,
the Christian journey from division to unity.
Basically,
we have been dealing with the issue of the unity of the church.
I began
sharing with you
the divisions that we have in our church
from my childhood,
so very, very much into the middle of the last
division,
basically,
at the level of the teaching of the church, which
my time for me to write history,
understanding of Christianity and the Bible.
These are very much profound.
What I see is that everybody in our church, including all the leaders, kind of
real
that everybody.
Everybody
is on
the
same page,
everybody
is
thinking in the same way,
with
everybody preaching the same thing.
Not
I mean, when I say everybody, my father was not an Adventist. My mother,
we all together in the second presentation,
when
the visiting pastor, the youth pastor,
the beginning of Adventism,
of the association,
that
when somebody came from the States, everybody was on the same page.
The professors, the academic professors,
after the disappointment, they went to study the Bible, they came to understand
clearly
not only the disappointment and the cause of the disappointment, but they discovered a complete
coherent
system of theology that propelled them into the mission to share it to the entire world, and for that reason,
this
church was grounded.
Finally, at the end of my experience,
in 1888,
Ellen G. White
showed that
this church is not in the state of unity, but in
the principles of that system that the pioneers called the
inner
church, or the
mirror,
the pillars of the church had been forgotten,
and not a lack
throughout
of
the passing of
like,
time.
Well,
that system,
like
the pillars,
have a carpet,
were replaced
brown
by
and
others, particularly
carpet.
The issue of justification by
of
faith. And at the end
thing.
Of our history,
so
not even those
in
things are
other way.
Rejected by the
very
much
that we have in our
that
church.
It is also
ground.
The issue of
systemic
the divisions
at
solid
the level
principle
of the teaching
of the church,
and so
tradition
has
come
to
our church,
understanding
and you have
of Christianity and the Bible.
Kinds of Adventism,
very much profound.
That
what I see is that everybody in our church,
which would be the biblical
the
Adventism,
those
that
more or
less
everybody
do exegesis
and preach
from the Bible,
assume.
You see. Then there are the other ones that are the evangelical Adventists that basically they preach justification by faith, and that's the principle of
the second presentation.
Salvation has been granted, and you are saved, and you are going to heaven, and you don't need actually to study the Bible.
They had,
when they
began,
some celebration here,
a great
unity.
They actually had the disappointment, and
after the disappointment,
they went to study the Bible.
And then there are the others,
they are called the progressives,
not only the disappointment,
and the cause of
the disappointment. heavenly, but they discover
they believe
a complete
in evolution, and they believe
and
that we have to merge everything that is
theology
that with the contemporary
into the mission
postmodern culture
to the entire
basically.
World, and for
and
that
there
reason,
are others that are called the historical
Adventists
that
with the passing
that
of Bill on
Ellen G.
White in 1888,
Ellen G. White
system there that I am not going to enter into
kind
that.
Of discovery.
Then we went to the
principles
of
that
system that the pioneers called the principles or the
pillars
in our church.
The pillars of the
well,
church
they are happening in our church
because we don't study the Bible. That's
throughout
it.
The passing of time,
there
that
is no
system,
other
the pillars,
we just go,
where
we go,
replaced
we baptize people
by others,
and the other,
particularly
the
only
issue
one,
of justification
really
by faith.
And at the end
of our
history,
not even
those systems
are those that
came
into the very
much
evangelistic meetings where they are taught
the
prophecies
of.
The way of salvation
so
that
scriptura
it
principle
is in the Bible
that is rejected.
And there are
and
not
so
all
tradition
the
has come to our church and you
and
have
so they come
different
the
kinds of
being
Adventists new generation
Adventists
but the
which would
second
be the
generation
Adventism
those
that more or less
and as
do
my family system
because
they
from
have
the Bible,
this great
benefit
then there are the other
ones
that
are
the evangelical
but at the same time
that
basically they
preach
justification
by faith
they need to go to
the
Bible
because
every salvation
and salvation
depends
has been granted
and you are saved and you are going
faith,
to heaven and you don't need actually
faith,
to study the Bible and
faith
all those things
from healing,
so they have some celebration
here
the word
of
a little
God.
Bit of fun
so
music,
if you don't understand
music
and
you don't know
the word of God,
you
don't know God. You
that.
May
and then
sing whatever
you want,
and
you
may
confess
whatever,
the progressive
whatever you want,
but
do
if
not
you individually
the Bible
are not
true.
Going to the Bible
they believe
and
in
understand
and
one
they
passage,
that
another
we
passage,
have
but
to
the entirety,
everything that
the
is
totality
Christian
of the Bible,
with the contemporary,
put it in this way,
is like you are going to enter into
and there are others that are called the historical
Adventists. The Christian church is a family.
That
you know that when we are baptized,
really baptized,
we are
a little system there that I am not going to
well, now, when you are adopted
then
into the family
we
or when you are married into a family, you need
that
to understand
what
issue. To belong
why
to the family.
Are these
the history
happening in our church.
If you want to know
well,
who I
they
am,
are
what
happening in our church because we don't study
do.
The Bible. That's it.
You start asking questions.
There is
and
no
the questions are all about
we just
what?
Go,
my
we go,
history.
We baptize
now,
people.
If you need
and
to
the
know
of God,
the only one
God
really to
that
have faith to be saved, you need
kind
to know God.
Having
to know
a
God,
grasp
you need to know what?
This
his
initial
history.
System
where is
are
the
those
history?
That come
in
into
the Bible,
church
you know
evangelistic
the history of God, why God
where
did
they
that, or the other killed
this,
and people, or
the
other. The
way of salvation
what about the flood?
Is
why
the Bible?
Flood?
And there are not all
you know
the evangelists
if you don't know
do
them,
this.
Do you know
so
God?
They
come
if you don't
into
know
the church, can you
being
have faith? If you don't have faith, can you be saved? But the
second
so,
generation
this
Adventists,
is a matter not
as
only
I
of unity,
and as my family
but
is,
it is
because
the matter
they
of
had
the
this great
salvation
benefit
of people
of being
that are
born
in the
into
church, church
and
at the
same time
a church
that
are not
pressing
we
into them that they need to go
to
the Bible that the
because
their salvation depends
on
how they understand
some
the Bible
fundamental
principle.
We
the
are
principle
faith,
of knowledge, which is where do we get
hearing
our knowledge
and hearing
about God.
The word of God.
I am
so
a pastor,
if you don't
I understand
about God, but
and you don't know the word of God,
you don't know God.
You may see
what
whatever
I
you want,
and
you
may
have.
Confess whatever.
Why
whatever
I
you want, but if you individually
you,
are not going to
the
Bible,
the only thing
and
that
understand,
I
not one passage, another passage, but the
entirety,
the totality of
the Bible,
how God. Put it in this
what
way.
Is the difference
it's
between
like
you and
you
me?
Are going to
well,
enter into a family.
But
the Christian
what is
the
difference
that makes me preach
you know
to you?
That when
you
are baptized,
the Bible
really baptized,
and
we are
adopted
into the family
to
right?
share with you.
Well, now, when you are
but
adopted
you have to be very
into
careful
the family
not to
or
when
you
are
married
me.
Into a family, you
we
need to understand what? To belong to the family.
Because I am a human being. And I
if you want to
know
who I am, the Bible,
which is what we saw yesterday. And
you
when I interpret the Bible, I can
and the
commit
questions
error.
Are all about
and
what?
So I need
my
you
history.
So that you need
now
the Bible
you
together
need
with me
to, know
to
God,
help
me,
to follow
to
God,
commit
to
error,
have faith,
to
be
for
saved.
That,
we need
you need to know God, to know God.
You need to
know
what?
In order to
be
united,
where is the history? In the Bible,
about
you
God,
know
but
the history
know
God, why
God
did that or the other
in the Bible,
people or the other, what about the
and you say, okay, yeah, you are a teacher, you will tell us.
Do you know these things? If you don't know them, do you know God? If you don't know God, can you have faith? If you don't have faith, can
you
be saved?
If you don't believe me, that's you.
But I am being very serious
about
this. This is a matter not only of
and
unity,
especially the
young people, because
it is
a matter of I was young people.
Salvation.
I believe
that
in the church
and
that I was told by my... Oh, well, and then we went to yesterday... to discover that the causes
with
of these things this is the normal thing
on some
of
fundamental principle.
Come into
the
life.
Principle of knowledge, which is where
educated.
Do we
so
get
this is a message for the leader. This is a message for the father, but it's a message for the pastor, for the leader, but especially for the young.
What do I have that you do not have?
Basically, this
why
is to
I
say
am here
to the young, preaching
to you.
Wrong in our church.
The only
and
thing that I have
to fix it,
that I have,
is not just something wrong in our church.
Have,
is something wrong
which is
in
the
Christianity.
Bible.
And we need
what
to fix
the difference
it?
Between
but
you and
all
me.
All geezers like
well,
I am, we already know what the truth is.
What is the difference that makes
and
me
told
preach
you, I
we
have divided
studied the Bible
that.
And I have something to share.
This is
share
I mean,
with you.
And in this, in
you
this,
have to be very careful not to believe what I am telling you.
In this town, we are divided.
Without going to the Bible.
No,
what
I am telling you, I have been
in
this town for over 40 years. And I go to the Bible
so,
to interpret
please,
the Bible, which is what
needs
we saw
to be
yesterday.
A revolution
and
in
when
the church,
I interpret
and
the Bible,
is
I can commit error.
It's the revolution
so
of the forgotten
you,
so that you need the Bible together with me to help me not to commit error.
Not memorizing.
And for that we need a congregation
how this part
that in order to be
other,
united
and why God
has
is
to
telling
be passionate
me that and the
about God.
In reality,
but to know
the
God,
only thing that I
have
to do
is to
believe
and study
the Bible
to heaven.
Like crazy. No.
And you say, okay, yeah, you are
that's
a teacher, you will tell
one
us
that.
Okay,
do it
as Adventism
you want.
We are going to study
I am
today.
Washing my hands
my
hand hand
from
the blood.
Introduction. So, today
you,
what
we are going to do
is
it,
to go
you.
To...
But I am being very serious about this.
A study
and especially
of the
young
way
people,
in
because
which
the young
the evangelical
people, young people,
world, which
I
is the majority
that
in this country,
that I was told by
and by
my
the way, this is the only country in the world where evangelicals are a majority.
And I share with you that. This is the
so
normal
is
thing
kind
of how
an
all
odd
of us
country,
come
special
into life.
Country.
So
people that supposedly
educated.
Believe more
so this
more
is a message
the
for the leader. This is
us.
A message for
and
the father,
the
but it's a message for
the
pastor, for
so what
the
is
leader,
the relationship
but
between
for
us
the
and
young.
The Protestants and the evangelicals.
Basically,
I warn
this
you,
is to say
as
to
I
the
told
young,
you,
there is something wrong in our church.
We are divided.
And we need to fix
and so
it.
So one of the big divisions
it's not just
among
something
ourselves
wrong in our church.
Is that we
it's something wrong
from the
in Christianity.
Of our faith,
and we need to fix it.
Understanding salvation, particularly as the evangelicals understand that.
And as
the,
I told you, we are divided on that.
And the understanding of the evangelical
this
is better.
I mean,
the
and
understanding
this,
of the evangelical
this,
of salvation is better than
in
the Catholic
town, we
because
are divided.
They don't have the meritorious
I
works.
Know what
and
I am telling you. I have been in this town for over 40 years.
And those things. And it so, is by faith
please,
and directly to God.
There needs to be a revolution in the church.
Not
that revolution
really
in the church
the,
is
the
revolution of the forgotten element
the
to know God, studying and understanding, not memorizing,
understanding
how these parts connect with the other
Bible.
And
so,
why God is telling
is
me that and the other. In reality, the only thing
the
that I have to do
is
to believe and I am going to heaven.
That we have with the Protestant
no.
churches, the evangelical
that's part
world.
Of one version
will,
of
Adventism some quotations that we are going to study
here.
Today. She
I
says,
too much
and I am
into
the
going to be very brief.
So,
just to point
today
what we are going to do is to go
Protestant
to...
Protestant churches, she says, are included
in the solemn
the way
denunciation
in which the evangelical
the
world, which is the majority
the of
in this country,
has not yet reached
and by
its
the way,
culmination,
this is the only
not
country in
the
world
of the church
where
the world shall be fully accomplished,
so this is a kind
will the
of
fall of Babylon
country,
be complete? What is Babylon?
Country. People
these
that supposedly believe more
churches.
The Bible than
where
us.
Is she putting
and that's
the
Protestants or the
churches.
Evangelical? So
as
what is the relationship
back
between
then,
us and the Protestants
more than
and the evangelical?
Years ago,
I
they were
you,
part of Babylon.
As
why?
I told
because
you,
they were not
we are divided.
Integrate
and so one of the divisions among ourselves is
that
we depart from the pillars
and
of
that
our
the
faith
has,
and we are understanding salvation particularly
the
as the evangelical
that is happening in these churches is progressive
and
the perfect fulfillment
and the
of
revelation evangelical
is better
is okay.
The
second the understanding of the evangelical salvation is better
is
than
the
Catholic
future,
because they
which
don't have
means
the meritorious
that
works,
all these churches are part of Babylon. Why are they part of Babylon? Because they have rejected
and
the
to God,
system, the truth
but
that comes from the
Bible,
they have
really
taken more truth.
The full
so
understanding.
When I look
you need
at them and I look, for instance,
of the
Saint Luther,
to
wow, Luther is really one of my heroes.
Salvation.
I just imagine him before the Emperor, briefly going through the presentation, this is so because it is in the Bible, you can kill me, but I am not going to move. Can you find
some quotations from Ellen G. White here?
She
says,
that?
And I am going to be very brief, just to point some aspects.
Protestant churches,
did he have faith in the Bible? In the
I hope we would have that faith today. So I am not putting down these persons or these evangelicals. If you are evangelical and evangelical,
not
Adventist,
the union
that's
of the
a good
church
thing.
It's
not a bad thing. That
doesn't
mean that there
accomplished.
Are no...
Will the fall
the
of Babylon
that you are working
with?
Where is Babylon?
Is the
these
correct
are the
one?
Apostate
and
churches.
It
doesn't mean that necessarily because you are in that church you are going
churches.
To be saved.
As
which at the same time means that
then,
it doesn't mean that
more than 100 years
in
ago
the
they were
Adventist
part of Babylon,
church, a member
right.
of the church,
because
they
and
were
even
not having all the right theology and
the
system that has been forgotten that you will be saved.
That comes from the Bible.
This
and
is another issue. What I am dealing with here is the issue
the
of the representation
that is
of
happening
the church
in these churches
of
is progressive
as he has revealed himself
revelation
to human beings
through
more than 6,000 years.
Message is
that we
in
find
the future,
that history
which
in
means
the Bible.
That
all these
now,
churches are part of
is
Babylon.
Thing. In the,
why are they part of
next
Babylon?
Slide.
Because
why
the Protestant world is
the
by
system,
her attitude,
the truth that
making
comes from the Bible. They have
taken
wrong.
More truth.
Let us arouse to
so,
comprehend
when
the situation.
I look at them,
so
and
when
I look,
says,
for instance,
she is
to
seeing
Luther,
the
evangelical
wow,
world
is really one
of my heroes.
Rome,
which means they
had
him
before
the emperor, before the pope, and
completely.
Hey, listen, this is so because
this
it
is
in the
problem
Bible,
that they had
back then.
You can kill
much
me, but I am not going to move.
That few years in 2017, the Reformation was practically over.
Than that?
The Lutherans
would
and the Pope came together
to
and
would I
for all practical matters,
that?
They closed the
did
Reformation.
He have faith
so
in the
imagine
Bible?
How that
I
is
hope we
today.
Would have that faith today.
But then
so
she says, later on in the same quotation, let us show people where we
evangelical,
are in prophetic
history
and evangelical
to arouse
is
the
that's
spirit
a good
of
thing, it's not a bad thing.
So,
that doesn't mean that there are no...
We are not evangelical.
That the system
but we
that you are
Protestant
working with
because what
is the correct
is
one
to be a
and
Protestant.
It doesn't mean that necessarily because you are in that church, you are going to
the
diet
of
spire, which at the same time means
freedom
that it
of
doesn't
conscience
mean that because you are in the Seventh-day Adventist Church
and
member of the Church
in matters
and
of religion,
even having all the right
and
theology
it is
and
the
affirmation that has
of
been forgotten
that,
that you will be saved.
Scriptura principle,
this
which
is
means
another
again
issue.
Everyone
what I am dealing
that
with here is the issue of the representation of the
not
Church
on the basis of the
of
Bible,
Christ,
but on the basis of tradition or the Bible and tradition of the Bible and philosophy or the Bible and science or the Bible and
that we
culture
find that history in the Bible.
That's not
now,
what Adventism is all about.
Another thing.
This
in
is
the
mixing
truth and error
slide,
while the
Protestant
world
human
views
of
the world with God. And
making
this is what Babylon
Rome,
is all about.
Let us arouse
so
to comprehend the situation.
Have been called
so
to
what
be
is
he
the
she is seeing
we
the evangelical
world
making concessions to
Rome,
no,
which means
what
they
have
doing
not
is
come
to say
in order to reach
Rome
the young
completely
generation, we need
so
to
this
bring
is the problem
the
that they had
of the world,
then,
music
more
and entertainment
now
and
what
have you, so
few
that
years
in 2017,
what?
The Reformation
I
was practically
why
over.
Because to preach
the Lutherans
the word
and the Pope
of God
came
together
understanding
and
to teenagers
for all
and young
matters,
people,
is
they
very
close
difficult
the Reformation. So imagine
because you have
how
to capture their attention
today. And
but then
she says later on in the same quotation, let us
I
show people
there,
where we are
but you
in
see,
prophetic history
for that
and
it,
seek
it
to arouse
the spirit
the development
of Protestantism.
Of capacities to communicate.
We are not
and
evangelical. But
do
we
you
are
think
Protestant
that young people,
because
and when
what
I am talking young people, I am not talking
Protestant.
I am talking 15,
to
I am talking 20,
explained
those
in
are
the
young
diet
people,
of fire,
maybe 12,
is
they
freedom
don't,
of
they
conscience
don't know how to think
against state authority
the best
and oppression
time of their mind
in matters
to think
of
and
religion
to understand.
And
but they think
it is the affirmation of the soul
the that
they were
given to
principle,
which means very clear to everyone that I have no contribution to make
Christianity, not on the basis of the Bible, but on the basis of tradition,
or the Bible and tradition, or the Bible and philosophy, or the Bible and science, or the Bible and culture.
So when the birthday comes, I am
that's not what Adventism is all about. This is mixing truth and error, mixing human views and the world with God.
And
this is what Babylon is all about.
Biblical
and we Adventists have been called to be the
so
Protestants.
This message
we
is
have
addressed
to protest.
To them.
Are we protesting against tradition these days? No. What we are doing
on the Bible
is to say, in order to reach the
know.
Young generation, we need
to
bring the customs of the world, music and entertainment and what have you, so that they will
tradition.
Come to the church.
And the Protestants,
what?
They, I'm
I
sorry, and
why?
The Catholics,
because
they also
they
have
the word
like this
of God
says,
with understanding to teenagers and young people is very difficult. Of course you cannot apply the Sola
Scriptura
principle and
be a Catholic.
And they are tough cookies. And you cannot follow the Sola Scriptura
and be an evangelical,
but you cannot do that,
for that
but you can apply the Sola
Scriptura
and be a Seventh-day Adventist. That's why we are here. And we should help them to understand this issue.
Do you think that young people, and when I am talking young people, I am talking 35.
Roman Catholicism
I
makes
talking
sense.
15,
I mean,
I
if you get
20,
the Catholics and they
young
explain
people,
what they believe,
12.
They make sense. They don't know how
evangelicals
the same. They make sense.
They are in the best time.
The problem
of the
is not whether they make sense
understand.
Or not. Babylon makes
think,
sense.
As I thought,
the problem
that
is
the things
that
they were giving to me had been
thought and
logic
were
very
clear
based
on the Bible, and I had
based
no contribution
to make
of them
in the discovery of
but
truth.
Then, this
do
is
what
think
I thought.
Are going to engage the
young
generations and others just by giving them a different doctrine? Okay.
Put myself 1 year older than I am. So
what do you do? Baptize
comes,
and keep the Sabbath. You keep the Sabbath, have you? Please, I mean, do whatever you want. At least
process.
You say that you keep the Sabbath.
Forget that.
This is what is you going write. To bring the unity
okay, so
of
conclusion.
The church. No, you
have
to understand
is not evangelicalism,
from scratch.
But
the closer
really
we can
come to
Adventism
do this
is when we say that we need
Protestant.
To know the character of
so
God.
So this message
okay,
is addressed
good
to
character,
them.
good. We need to know the character of God. But God is not
on
only faithful. God is not only good, and God is not only keeping you, but God is also just,
do theology
and is also
without tradition.
Wrath.
And the Protestants,
and if you just
they
pick and choose,
and
you
the
don't
follow
this
completely,
they have a book like
you
this that says,
to be,
you know,
you
cannot at the end of time.
Apply the Sola
Scriptura sorry about
principle.
That. Of course,
you cannot apply the Sola Scriptura principle and be a Catholic.
Reading the Bible,
and not
you
just
cannot
reading the Bible,
oh,
and you
read
cannot
the Bible.
Follow
what the Sola Scriptura
and be an evangelical.
You cannot do that, but you can apply the Sola Scriptura and be a Seventh-day Adventist. That's why we are here.
The issue is that you have to go there
and help them to understand these issues.
So,
evangelicalism makes
Protestants.
Sense. Roman
let's
Catholicism makes
what
sense.
They make.
I mean, if you get the Catholics and they explain what they believe, they make sense.
Protestantism and different
evangelicals
from
the same.
Adventism.
They make sense.
And that is
the problem is not whether
they
make
they
sense or not. Babylon makes sense.
Macro
the problem is
principle.
This is a sense, it's a rationality, it's a logic that is
not
based
the prior,
on the Bible. It's based in a combination of them. But then,
watch
do you think that we are going to engage the young
yesterday.
Generation and others just
this
by
is
giving
to say
them
that everything
a different
that
doctrine?
We know we
okay.
interpret with some
we
assumptions.
We are not on this. What do you do?
I
baptize
assume.
It and keep the Sabbath.
Assume
you keep the Sabbath, have you? Please, I mean,
and
do whatever you want. At least you say that you keep the Sabbath. This is what is going to bring the unity of
the
church.
The
no, you have
you
to understand God from
and
scratch.
The, way
the closer we come to do this
that is in the Bible. Because
is when
you
we
have
say
to
that we need to know the character of God.
Reading the Bible,
okay,
interpreting
good,
the Bible,
good, character,
then
good, good. We need to know the character of God.
And then preaching
but God is not only faithful. God is not only
that we are preaching and sharing.
Good and God is not
is
only keeping you, but God is
of what
also
God is because He has revealed itself
wrath.
In His own testimony.
And if you just
speak
and
choose
and you don't follow
in
it completely,
now
you are going
in the next
to be surprised at the end of time.
We have what I call
sorry about
the best
that.
kept
you need to go and check all the fine prints reading the Bible. I'm not just reading the Bible. Oh, I read the Bible. What do you understand? Nothing, but I read it. So I must get some blessing and points. That's just justification by merit. The issue is that you have to go there and understand a better God. So Protestantism,
we should be true Protestants.
Let's go now to what they
multiple
make.
Sources.
I mean, what is that
the
make?
Bible,
scripture, tradition,
reason,
experience,
and
science.
Different
and of course, when
Adventism.
You throw these things
and
in,
that is
science,
the way they
know,
interpret
for century science,
the
they believe in creation.
But since
1848,
in here,
with
those
Darwin,
that have not been
now everybody believes in evolution.
Prior presentation.
So if you believe that you have to understand the Bible on
the
basis of multiplicity of sources, and now one of the sources changes, and all of a sudden there is no creation, but there is evolution, what are they doing? They are reinterpreting the entirety of Scripture on the basis of that. And what is really the result? Not only that we are the result of a long process of evolution, but also that the Bible that we read is not revealed and spoken by God, but is the result of a long process of evolution, human evolution, then connecting everything,
put into writing God,
and then preaching it in doctrines,
which means
in positions that we are preaching and sharing, because this is the proper reflection from the Catholic
God
is,
and
because
he
has
revealed
itself
from Greek
in
philosophy
his own testimony
and
of
doing
that,
and
they replaced the Old Testament
now,
with Greek
in the
philosophy
next
and Moses,
we have what I
which
call
the
basis
kept secret
of
the philosophical presuppositions
the
of the Bible
kept secret
was replaced by Plato
that
and Aristotle
do not apply the sola scriptura.
So, a review of
and
what the macro hermeneutical principles are
accomplished.
These macro hermeneutical principles are about God, human nature,
so, Protestantism,
the world,
in the next
revelation and inspiration, hermeneutics,
multiple
and
sources.
Basically, have to
not
do
just
with reality,
Bible, scripture, tradition,
the
reason,
of reality,
experience, and science.
What kind of reality?
And of course, when you
is
throw these things in,
the reality
science,
that we assume when we read the Bible.
Basically,
for centuries,
sciences believe
how do
in
we know
creation.
That what
but
the Bible says
1848
is true.
With Darwin,
and
now everybody believes
fable.
In evolution.
And so if you believe
well,
that you have to understand
that
the Bible on the basis of multiplicity of sources, and now one of the sources changed,
a fable
and all of a sudden there is no creation, but there is
it's
evolution, what are they doing?
Is the Bible
they are
a fiction,
reinterpreting
the, Bible
at the entirety of Scripture
something that is real.
On the basis of that. And what is
it
really
real or not?
Result? Not only
obviously,
that we are
it has to be
the
real,
result of a long process of evolution,
what kind of reality,
but also that the Bible that we read is not revealed and spoken by God, but
it's
the result of
and
a long process of evolution, human
I
evolution,
kind of
that
introduces
at the end of our last
writing
a lot of stories that
is
are
something
of human
that if I
origin.
Were not
now,
to explain it to you, you will never see it,
nor think about it. And I have to do this because this is from
the basic
and the major foundational
from
Greek
philosophy
that was introduced
that
from philosophy
the
into
Old
Christianity
that
with Greek philosophy
everything
distorts the understanding
which
of
gives the basis
God
of
is real,
the philosophical
how humans are
real,
of the Bible,
and how
what
we
replace
connect
by
everything.
Plato,
and that's what
I would
like to
explain to you today. So we are going to be talking
so
about the
review
principle
of
what
reality,
macro hermeneutical
entities
are,
mean,
what
this
kind
macro
of reality is God, what kind of reality
about
are humans,
God,
what kind of reality
nature,
is the world. For
the
instance,
world,
it is a created reality or it is a reality
hermeneutics and method.
Right?
Basically,
humans.
Have to do with reality.
How are the humans?
The
are we just the body, or we are the
what
composite
kind
of a body? And another thing that lives inside of you, that when you die,
that
it keeps on ticking. Basically, how do
this
we know
is the
soul?
That what the Bible
most
tells
Christians
us
believe
is
that we have those two things,
and not
and
a
when we die,
fable.
There is something that is Fernando. Fernando is still there.
Well,
looking at
we
you,
know
Fernando.
That, ooh,
because
ooh.
When you say hey, Fernando,
it
yeah.
reflects reality.
Okay.
A fable is something
how
that is a make-believe.
Otherwise,
it's a fiction.
Okay. But
is the Bible a
this
fiction?
Is human nature.
Or
do
the
we
Bible
believe in that? Is biblical?
No. Reveals something that is real. Creation
not biblical,
occur or
but
not.
But everybody
it's
believes
real
that.
Or
where
not.
Is it coming from? Obviously,
I am
it
going
has
to be real.
But then also
but
God.
Then,
what
the
kind
thing
of
that
reality
destroys everything
is how God is conceived.
Okay. I am going
you can
to
say God
explain
does not
that
exist, and then you
can say God exists.
Something
new.
That you say God exists, then you ask, what kind of reality is Him? Because I am not seeing
Him.
Is something that if
okay,
I you don't see Him,
not
why?
Explain it to you, you
because
will never
he is
see
not material,
it. Think about it.
And
I have to do this,
and He has no time.
The basic major foundational presupposition that was introduced
from philosophy.
So God
into
is
Christianity,
that
then
kind of reality.
Is He or
everything.
Not? Well, the Bible
distort
says
the
that
understanding
they saw God.
How
Moses
God
saw God.
Is real, how
we are going
humans
to see God.
Real,
so you
and
see a contradiction there?
Connect everything.
The main
and
contradiction.
That's what I would like to
because
explain
if God
to
is
you
like
today.
That,
so we are going
then
to be
the
talking
thing
about
that in
the
Bible
principle of reality,
to be
which means the entity, which means what kind of reality
to fit
is God, what kind of reality
are
humans,
but that
what kind of reality
in
the
Bible.
World,
so,
for instance. It is a
created
reality, or it has a reality that evolved.
A domino effect, right?
Once that you
humans,
change your understanding of God,
there,
the body,
then everything begins to be connected
of a body,
and another thing
down,
that lives inside
it
of you,
down,
that when you
that's
die,
that
it keeps on
ticking.
The major, the broadest
this
possible
the
result.
Supposition
most
that
Christians believe that
we have those two things.
Begin
and when
to
we
roll,
die,
a series
there is
of
something
that is
Fernando,
and
is there.
Is
looking
so
at you, Fernando.
Basically,
ooh,
what is this
you
idea,
say,
Fernando?
This idea is that reality. Okay. Is not temporal and
okay.
It's not
but
this is
human nature. Do you believe in that?
It's in
it's
space
biblical?
And time.
No.
But God
it's not
is
biblical.
Not in space
but
and time.
But everybody believes
God,
that. Where
God
is it
eternal.
Coming from?
I am going to tell you.
But then also God
never passes away.
The thing that destroys everything
is
how
is
God is conceived.
You can say
but
God does
God
not exist, and then
eternal.
You can say God exists. One that you say
why
God
eternal?
Exists, then you ask, what
because
kind of reality
he have
is
time.
Him? Because I am not seeing Him. That's the definition of eternity.
Okay.
You don't
you find
see Him.
Those
why?
In the books.
Because He is
I
not material,
them,
and He
them.
Has no space, and
them,
He has no
wrong.
Time. And so
because
you cannot
God
see Him.
Is
because it
timeless,
is completely different to what
he
we
does
have.
Not
oh,
have
okay,
now
time.
I understand.
If He does not
so
have
God
time,
is
He does
that
not
kind
have
reality.
Future.
Is He or not?
Present
well, the Bible says that they saw God.
If He is not
Moses
able
saw
to
God.
Act in a sequence,
we are going to see
He
God.
Could not
so you
actually
see a contradiction
have the investigative
judgment. That's a contradiction.
Because if
because
God is like
judgment
that,
is something that
then
happens
the things that
in
are
heaven,
in the Bible need
where
to
he is
be
supposed to be able to be there, but He cannot be there because He is not in space.
Preconception,
but more than
that,
that
preconception
you can
is not in the Bible.
Explain
so,
these
and
things
this is kind
of
in
a
way
of
a domino,
of
the domino
so
you,
ooh,
effect. One that
you
change
you
your understanding
see,
of God
there.
There then everything begins to be connected,
about
and everything falls down.
Jump
he follows that. That's what that is
but
the
more
major,
than that, can
he
the broadest
possible
no.
Presupposition that
because he does one in the first day, then in the second day, then in the third
to roll
day, no.
A series of connections.
Can he
stay
in consecutive
actions?
So
basically, what
like
is
for this idea?
Call you and then
this
be there through all
that reality that you have
is
of sanctification,
temporal,
and then at the
and
end,
special.
In 1844,
reality
have
it's another in space
action
and time.
Of salvation.
But God
in
is
the
not in space
judgment.
And time.
That's
and
why God, God
action
is
of salvation in at Sinai and an action of
God
salvation
never passes
at the
away
cross, because and an action of salvation
away
in the
temporal.
Second coming of Christ and an action of salvation
God
when we gather in heaven,
eternal.
Like the Bible says. Can
why is
God
eternal?
Do that? And the
because
answer
he doesn't
is
have
no.
Time.
So they have to reinterpret
that's
the
definition
thing.
Of eternity. You find those in the book.
So Adventists cannot
I read
actually
them,
be Adventists.
I believe them.
That's why nobody believes
them,
in,
but
the,
they are wrong.
In the heavenly
because
sanctuary.
Because if God is
for all
time
the Christians,
what heavenly
he does not have
in heaven.
Time. If he does
now
not have time,
that are called the
he does
the,
not have
they future.
This.
Present.
It's a place
and
you can see
if he is
there
not able
to
act
gurus in a sequence,
of the emerging church,
he could not
actually
have the
investigative judgment.
Heaven is just God, but there is no
because the investigative
judgment is something that happens in heaven, a place.
There is a
where
place.
He is supposed
so
to be able to be there, but he cannot be there because he is
of
not
God
in space.
Being able
but
to
more
be
than with
that,
that
what do
you
think?
You
are going to go to heaven and see God or not?
Things. In a way of
yes.
Mystical presence. So you
see God,
ooh,
how?
He is present
what is
there,
the
you
greatest
cannot
revelation
see,
of God?
No.
to us.
That's why
now,
mysticism is all about.
Christ.
It's a way to
and who was
jump
Christ?
This
how was the great revelation
but
of God
more than that,
given
can
to
he
us
create
by the incarnation
no.
so that Christ could come
because
here,
because he does one in the first day, then in the second day,
and
then
talk
in the third
directly.
Day.
No, that was absolutely
can
awesome.
Saved
this
in
is the great revelation of God. And this
like
is the way
instance,
in which we are going to be related to God.
There
and
through
by
all
His grace, we go to heaven.
That you have
the only difference is that He is going to be the King.
The end,
and He is going to
in
be
1844,
full of glory and
have
splendor
another
action of salvation
and power.
But this
in
is
the investigative judgment.
Well,
and in the
salvation at Sinai, and an action of salvation at the cross,
the
and an action of salvation
see,
in the second coming of Christ,
God
and an action of salvation when we gather in heaven, like the Bible
changes.
Said, can a God
completely
do that? And the answer
100%
is no.
So they have
we
to
are going
reinterpret the entire thing.
Developing the understanding
so
of Christianity,
actually Christianity
in a
that's why nobody believes
way.
In the
is
in
not
the
just
heavenly
a
sanctuary.
Little bit different.
Is not
the
Sabbath a little bit,
and not just the heaven. Now the evangelicals
the
that are called the emergent, they are
we
discussing
are
this.
All the
what
other.
Is heaven?
You
it's
see,
a place
when
you
can
that
see
in
just
videos
like
there
all the
that this
we
new
go
gurus
and
of the emerging church are discussing against
the old Protestants
that
heaven is
just
God,
in here,
but there is no a,
together
not a place.
With the virus,
but
the pandemia.
So this
there
is a
terminating
so
basically,
us.
We are bringing in
this
the pandemia into
of God being
by
able to be with us.
What do you think?
We
are going to go to heaven and see God or not?
Model of worship,
yes.
Music,
all these
see
things
God
belong
how?
To a system.
What is the greatest
and
revelation of God that comes from
to us.
Greek philosophy?
Now,
and the basic problem
Christ.
Of Greek philosophy
and who
is
was
the
Christ?
Timeless understanding
how
of God
was the greatest
and the
revelation
of
God
understanding
given
of
to
man
by the incarnation
that the soul,
so that Christ could
the
come
soul
here,
is the timeless
jump down there,
expression
and talk to you
of
directly.
The human being.
That was absolutely
that is
awesome.
A thing that is
this
not
is the greatest revelation of God.
Or
and
temporal.
This is the way in which we are going to be relating to God.
It comes from Satan's
grace
to
God. To heaven, the only difference is that He is going to be the King
after
and
death.
He is going
if you
to be
in the Bible,
full of glory
you want to keep
and
on living, and then Satan
and power.
Created all
but
these
this
other
is,
religions.
Well,
these ideas were adopted
in the
prior
philosophy
of
Parmenides,
Plato and Aristotle,
I
and then they were introduced in Christianity
the
by Augustine,
you
which
see,
is the foundation
you
of evangelical
God
Lutheran
is timeless
and
space
theology
then
and Aquinas, which
changes.
Is the foundation of the
completely.
Roman Catholic Church.
100%.
So those ideas come from there.
We
I
are going
timeless
Adventists.
Developing
now,
the understanding of Christianity,
warning,
Christianity in a
these ideas
different way
are mostly
is not just
a little
I mean,
bit
this
different.
Is like the
is not the
contagious thing that we
bit.
Have now with
and
the pandemia.
This.
You are more likely to get the virus
the
if you go to a stadium
we
and something
like
that.
All
okay.
The others.
If you,
you
go
see,
to a university
that we are
or
just
to a
like
seminary,
all the others,
then
go
you are more
and
likely to get it because then you are going to read the books of the theologians and the theologians accept those presuppositions
with
people
the virus,
of all
the pandemia.
Religions.
So this is what
the
is exterminating us.
We are bringing in the pandemia
Bible,
into us.
They will not get the
Bible. Doctrine.
They won't.
Practices,
because it's not in the Bible.
Model of worship,
so you will
music,
think that well,
all
that
these
does
things
not
belong to a system.
Touch me.
And belong to
not,
a system
that
comes
Bible,
from
you are
Greek
sure
philosophy. And
but
the
if
basic
you go there,
problem of Greek philosophy
and start
the
watching
understanding of God and the timeless understanding of men,
and talking to people and reading books and listening
soul,
to the radio,
the soul
you are
the
going
to
get
the virus.
One way or the other.
Of the
and so the best way is to know it and to be able to
that is not material.
Or temporal. Where those ideas come from?
Kind of
it comes from
immunity.
Satan, Eastern religions,
and to develop the immunity means you have to have
a hope
the right
after death.
System
if you don't believe in
the
Bible,
right
still you want
God
to keep on living, and then Satan
all
created
the
all these other
the
religions. These
New
ideas
Testament
were adopted
together.
In Greek philosophy by Parmenides, Plato, and Aristotle, and then they were introducing Christianity by Augustine, which is the foundation
of
evangelical Lutheran
in our church,
because they just read the Bible, which is the foundation. Of the Roman Catholic Church.
What the
so
Bible
those ideas
says,
come from there.
And living
I already
the holy
explained
life,
timelessness.
Which basically is the common denominator
now,
of Christianity, is to live the holy warning, life. And
yes.
To live the holy life
this
is
idea
to live outside of the world, in the world.
Transmitted. I mean, this is like the
John
17.
Thing that's
that
we have now with
say.
The pandemic.
Okay,
you are more likely to get the
directly
virus
now,
if
heaven,
you go to a stadium
I already told
and something
you,
like
heaven
that.
Is
okay.
Not.
If you go to
a university or to a seminary, then you are more likely to get it because then you are going to God.
Read
heaven
the books
is
of
the mind of God.
And the theologians
history
accept
is not real.
Suppositions.
Now, please,
common
raise
people.
Yourself.
Of
history is not real, but
religions.
Only the temporal duplication of God's eternal ideas.
And that means that everything that
is in the
Bible,
universe
they
was
will
already
not get
present
divided.
In God. Think
they
of
want a movie.
Because it's not in the Bible.
CD or,
so you will think that, well, that's
you know,
not
a computer. Touch me.
Fine.
Probably not
a movie.
If you just study the
all
Bible,
the things
you are
of the movie
sure
are there.
But if you go there
in the file, right,
and start watching
they are there, the entire movie, everything
videos,
is there. Those are the ideas
of God. And
talking
to people
and
reading books and listening
to the
radio,
you cannot see it in the file because you don't have the capability.
And so the best way
is
to know it
everything
and to be able
simultaneously,
to,
you can only see the movie as it occurs
kind of
in a sequence, and so you need
and
the duplication
the
of what
you
it
have
is
to have
in the file
the right
in reality. What does
and
that
the
tell
right
you?
Knowledge of
that
God
tells you that you don't
that
have freedom,
to put
that everything is in God, and God just causes everything
together
here in
that's
this
why people
earth
outside of our church can be saved.
Without
well,
our freedom,
we think that we are
free. That are closer
free
to us than
we
in
have
our
the
church
impression
because
that we
they
are free
just read the Bible,
but in reality,
and they
God
actually are following
decided
that
what
the Bible says.
That.
And living
that
the holy life,
something that eliminates the great controversy
of Christianity,
is to
live the holy life. And to
wait
live the holy
evangelical
life
theology,
is to live
God
outside
I already
of the world,
explained
in
this
the world.
God cannot act. John 17.
The
that's
next
what Jesus was saying.
File.
Okay, now,
the consequences.
Next file. Here.
Direct
God
now
cannot heaven
act in a
I
sequence
already told
like
you
this
heaven
little
is not.
There is not
here
a place
will,
like heaven,
you know,
and there
release
is
the pendulum,
only
and then one touches the
God
other, touches
heaven
the other,
is
and
God
there is
heaven
something
is
that
mind
is moving
of God
from one
history
to the other.
Is
God
not
cannot
real
act
now
in that way.
Praise yourself.
Listen to
history is not real, but
slide
only the temporal
this
duplication
is
of God's eternal idea. So that means that everything
kind
that we see in the universe
change
a little
bit
already
the language,
God.
So you
think
will
of
not
a movie.
Be
think of a CD or
computer
difficult to understand,
file
but
that has a
movie.
Concentrate in
all
this
the things
because
of the movie
is an
are there simultaneously in the file.
Work.
Right?
Augustine is one of
they
the guys
there
that understood
movie
that God
everything
is timeless.
Is
and
there
now he is saying
those are the ideas
you
of
say
God
to me,
and
God,
then
to
see
you,
the movie,
God,
you cannot
me,
see
for
it
you are my
in
God
the file.
And you speak
you
in a loud voice
in the interior ear of your servant.
Well,
you
this
can
is my
only
exterior
see the
ear,
movie
this is my
exterior
ear,
what
is
in
the interior
a sequence,
ear
and so you need the
is
duplication
the
of what
soul,
it is
the
in the file
so
in reality.
Kind of a prophet
what
that
God is telling
you.
Something
that tell
you
that you don't
have
soul
freedom.
Oh
man,
then,
everything is
to be
in
sure
God
I say
God
what my scripture says.
Everything
so
here
God is saying,
in
I
say
earth,
what the Bible says. However, it, the Bible,
without our freedom,
speak,
we
in
think
a
that we are free.
Way. We have the impression that we are free.
So,
but in reality, God
in a temporal
has
way. Nobody
decided
does
that,
the Bible
and makes
temporal
that
way temporal way.
And that
but
is
time
something
does
not that
apply
eliminates
the great
work
controversy
and that is used to
why
interpret
not
the
applying
wait a minute. Evangelical theology,
because
God
is timeless.
I already explained
so it does
this.
Not apply
God
to my
cannot
word,
act
for it.
The word exists with
the
me equally in
file
eternity.
The next file
in parentheses
here.
God cannot act
that
in a sequence.
The things
like
which
you men see through my spirit,
these
do
you know,
I see.
Release
just
the
as
pendulum,
the things
then
which you men
the other,
say
the
through
other,
my
and
spirit,
there is something
these
that is
do
moving
I say.
From one to the
but
other. God cannot
when
act
you
in
see
that way.
Them in time, listen to
Augustine.
I
do not
lie.
See in time.
This is a quotation
when
from
you
the
say
them in
time.
Kind of I do not
say
them in time.
The language so you will not be having trouble to understand
the major
it,
problem
is, already,
is that according to theologians
difficult
you
to
have
understand,
them
to
reinterpret the entire
in this
thing because this is an example
if God
of how
is giving me
history
work.
What is
Augustine
the history
is
one of the guys
history
that understood
is
that God
only is
timeless
and now he's saying this
for you say to me
about
God,
this
you God
this
say to me
transcendent for you are my God
supernatural
and you speak
in a loud voice
understand.
In the interior ear of
not
your servant because
well,
you have
this is my exterior ear this
is my exterior
ear
what
is
the interior
happens
ear
in space and time
we can
is the
no,
mystical
no,
is the something
soul,
that
the
is
soul.
Outside of time
so it's kind
and,
of a
you know,
prophet that God
is
telling is you
just my
something
that.
In the soul oh
next,
man Let's assume that
sure
this is heaven and this is earth, the supernatural.
And
so God is saying, I say what the Bible
can
says.
God
However,
work
in heaven in a sequence like in the in a investigative
way.
Judgment or on earth like in the Old Testament?
The Bible speaks in a temporal
like
way.
A
nobody
of
doubts
events
that.
In heaven
in
and events in earth?
Way.
No. But
God
time does not apply to my
there.
Word. Static. That's why
why
yesterday I was talking about static. What
world.
Does God... Why
because
is God
is timeless.
Static? Because he is
so
timeless.
It does not apply
as
to my word.
He cannot move. Movement and experience are negative things that make God not
parenthesis.
And so now God is
thus,
able to relate
the things
with
you
men
see
through
my
spirit,
the section of pendulum,
these do I see,
only
just as the
like
things with you men
never
say through my spirit,
be with you.
These
he
do I
work,
say,
walk with
but
you. He cannot experience
you
things
see them
with
in
you.
Time.
He is always
I do outside
not
see there,
in
and
time.
You have to,
just
in a sense,
when you say
in a
them in time,
instantaneous
I do not say them in
of spirituality.
Time. You could have to do that.
Of the eternity in your life, and that's
the
all
major
that
problem
is
this
that
is what happens
to theologians.
If
you have then to
reinterpret
encounters
the
these days, this is supposed to happen when
me
you
history,
are playing
rock
history.
And roll
in church,
history
or singing
and hymn and things like that.
Basically, they are
about
there and they jump and then jump, and finally they fall
because I suppose.
They supernatural,
but
this
is
the power
that
of the spirit, and perhaps there is
not
some
not
supernatural
because
power
your heart
that comes.
No,
but
this.
The notion is that God
everything
has never done that. It does not appear like that
in time.
We cannot. But this
no,
is not so.
That is outside
next,
of time.
I mean, this
and,
is not
you know,
only that.
This is not just
there
my
is
saying that.
Is not heaven.
So
basically, is
next,
God up
let's
there?
Assume that
in,
this
and
is
not
heaven,
and this is
God
alone.
And in the next
and earth,
you find that.
The way
God
which things
in
heaven
being
in a sequence,
explained today,
like
we
are
investigative
in God,
judgment,
God is
or
in
on earth,
life
in
the Old Testament,
and it's
like a sequence of
events
in heaven
of evolution.
And events in
so
earth.
God
no.
is
God
developing.
Together
static.
With
that's
the
universe,
was
so
about
God
static.
And the universe
is God
the same.
Is
so
God
good news for
you
are God.
As timeless, He cannot
now,
move.
Be
it as movement and
there
experience
are that
negative
that.
Things that make God not perfect.
I mean,
and
you
so
are free.
Now,
this is
God
America.
Is able to relate
you are free.
With
you believe that, and
elements
it makes
in
sense.
History, but it's not
biblical.
Of pendulum, but only
we are talking
like
about
vertically,
the Church of God,
never horizontally.
He cannot be with you.
He cannot work. Walk with you. He cannot experience things with you. He is
salvation.
Always outside there.
Now salvation.
And you have to, in a sense,
salvation
in a mystic
God
from eternity.
Encounter.
So the cause
of
salvation
is in God.
And you
could
have
are
already in God
eternity in your life, and that's all that you need.
This is what happens.
You are already
instance,
in God.
In the
but remember,
this is the
cross.
Encounters these days.
And
this
is
supposed to happen when
God,
you
right?
are. Playing rock and roll in
and
church,
the cross is an act of
singing
God,
an
right?
hymn and things
no.
like that. Basically, they are there and they jump and
please
then jump and finally
in
they fall
system,
because
no.
I suppose
but
they are exhausted.
God is
but
timeless.
This is the power of the
and
spirit.
If God is timeless,
and perhaps there
he
is
cannot do anything
supernatural
on
time
that comes.
On a sequence.
But
the notion is that God has never done
so there
that.
There are major
appeal
issues
like that
for
in
the
scripture.
Incarnation.
But this is
so
not
what is
so.
The cross? The cross is the revelation of the love of God.
There is no heaven. So basically,
is
be
closer
God
to
up
God
there in and not heaven,
but it
God
is
alone.
Not
and in the next,
you
that
find
God is doing.
That
and that is
the way in which things
are
divine
being
predestined
today. We are in God.
Divine
God
predestination
is, in these things
this
that are written in the ideas of God, and then God
with the doctrine of evolution. So God is
here on earth.
Remember the movie.
Together
so whatever
with
happens
the universe,
in here,
so God and
your
the universe,
destiny,
whatever
is the
happens
same,
to you,
so
is
good news
for
you.
You
are
God,
and is defined
now,
by God.
Be it as it may, there are a lot of people that believe
salvation
that.
Is through justification by faith.
I mean, and
there
you are
free.
Ways
this is America.
That they explain
you are free. You
this.
Believe
and
that, and
it has makes
sense.
Completely
it's not biblical.
Meritorious works. Remember that the Reformation began
the
against the Catholics, and the main issue was meritorious works. So they had to explain salvation without having meritorious works. So in reality,
salvation.
They say that God
now
saves
salvation.
You and me through predestination, which means
God
that
from
He
eternity.
Determines who is going
so
to be saved
is in God.
Who is going to be saved
in
and
God,
who is going to be lost.
Next
salvation
like
is reduced to forgiveness.
You are already in God.
This
but remember, this
is
the cross.
Forensic
and this is Christ. Christ is
which
God,
means
right?
That at the cross, God has forgiveness.
And the cross is an act
praise
of God, right?
No.
You are saved.
Before you were born.
Please understand this. In this system,
no. Let's celebrate.
Why?
Wow,
because God is timeless. And if God
we
is timeless, he cannot
we
do anything on time, on a sequence.
Of course, that's not true, but they
so
are
there
happy
are major
and they
issues for the incarnation.
And the other way is
so what is the
regeneration.
Cross? The cross is the revelation of the love of God that could move me to be closer
inside,
to God.
But it takes
but
you
it is not
out.
Something that
so
God is doing.
Do good,
and that is
do good,
done through
do
divine
God,
predestination.
Because you are not free.
Divine predestination is these things that are written
that.
In the ideas
the
of God,
that
and
that
then
God
actually
you.
Causes them
and then
to
they
be
have all
here on earth. Remember the movie. So whatever happens in here,
that,
your destiny, whatever happens to you, is
wrong.
Caused by God
so sort,
and is defined by God.
Regeneration, and then finally the
salvation is through justification by faith. There are two ways that they explain this, and the explanation has to rule completely.
The
meritorious
next.
Works. Remember
the
that the Reformation began
the
against the Catholics and the main
Let's
issue was meritorious
next.
Works, so they had to explain
Here
salvation without having meritorious
Articulation
works. So
in reality
everything
they say in the
that
Bible
God saves you and me through predestination, which means that
Christ.
He determines who is going
so
to be saved and causes who is going to be saved
and
who
is
going
good.
To be lost. Salvation
Christ
is reduced to forgiveness.
You are going
this
to
is
heaven.
One of the traditions,
he will protect
forensic
he
justification,
will riches, and
which
on,
means
and
that
on,
at the cross God
the
has forgiven you.
The
Praise
Lord.
The Lord!
This is the principle
you are
of
saved.
Circulation.
Before you were
is
born,
this what God
rock
has
and
called
roll,
us
let's celebrate!
To do.
Wow, extraordinary! We have all these problems that we were
today.
Already saved!
And the call is
of course,
going to be
the truth,
transcending.
They are happy and they
very
happy.
Much my visible audience.
And the other way is
today.
To regenerate.
So I am not expecting
that means that God
you
comes
to take a decision
and
transform
and
here.
You
I will make a
completely
prayer.
Inside.
But this is a
but
call to the church.
You freedom out.
We are talking about the unity
so
of the church.
You do good, you do
we
good,
are talking
but you don't
about
do
the mission of the church that
because
is based on
free.
The unity of the church.
God just makes
and
you
we
do.
Have here,
the
if
problem
I am
with
that
is
that also
incorrect
God
in my
evil.
Perception, I could be incorrect.
And then they
and
have
I
all
these discussions
stand.
And so forth.
The problem
corrected.
Is not.
But
actually.
Please.
That, but that
I
the presuppositions
call all the members of this church.
So that's the
30 million. Everybody that listens to
this
and then
video.
Finally the articulation
from the pastors,
the president of conferences, presidents of unions, divisions, general conference, professors,
the articulation
college
is
professors,
cross.
Seminary professors around
Let's
the world.
The
I
next.
Am talking about all of them in all parts
Here
of
you
the
have.
World.
We
articulation
need
means everything
to come
in
back
the Bible.
To the Bible.
We need
ultimately is a
to take seriously
of
our theology.
So
we
the
need
content
to rediscover the
Christ is good.
Pillars of Adventism and
God.
Using them
going to
as
heaven,
presuppositions to discover the complete system of theology
and
philosophy. I call
the
young
of
people. The teachers
what
of the Sabbath
God
school,
has
those
do.
That are going, I am not going to kindergarten
because it will be too much of a call.
Today. But at least those that are in
and
the academy,
is going to
they
be
are able to think, read
very
the Bible.
Much my visible
what
audience
you have been told is
today.
Not even
so I am not expecting
0.1% of what the truth is, and
I will
probably
make a prayer.
You need
but
to correct
is a
your
call
teachers.
To the church.
Wouldn't it be nice?
We are talking about the unity
you will be
of the
able
church.
To correct your teachers.
We are talking
we
about
to
the mission of the church that is based on the unity
to the
of the
sola
church.
Scriptura
and we
tota
have
scriptura.
Here, if I am not
and to
incorrect
allow
in my perception,
the
I
church
be incorrect and I
to
will
put
have to stand
money
to be corrected.
To
but please. I
scholar
call
and
all
pastors
the members of this
to consider the
30 million,
foundations
everybody that listens
of
to this
our
video,
theology so that we can rediscover this complete
the
system
president of conferences,
of theology
of
and philosophy
of union, division,
and
general conference,
just
professors,
put it around the entire world. And
seminary
I call also to the evangelical.
I'm talking about all of them.
And
in
I
all
call
parts
the,
of the
emerging
world.
Church
we
leader.
Need
and I call
to come back
the Catholic
to the
priest and
we
teacher
need
go to the Bible and reprogram your philosophy. Develop the philosophy with the Bible. From the Bible, you are not doing that because it is so contradictory with the philosophy that you have taken from the philosophers,
system
that then
of
you will have to reinterpret your entire Catholic faith and your entire Protestant faith. So that we will be, I hope,
those
ready
that
here
are going,
I am not going
you in the
kindergarten because
it will be
even
too
if
much
you don't do that,
all.
We
but
respect you, I respect
the
you,
academy,
and I know that you
able
are
to think,
actually, read the Bible.
Sincere
what you have been told is not
believe.
Even
I respect 0.1%
of what
but
the
I
challenge
you
and probably
to study what
you
I
need
am
to correct
your teacher.
I have studied what you think
it be
as
nice?
Well. With respect,
you will be able to correct your
and I have benefited. We need
but
to all together
to do
come
it with tradition and philosophy,
to the
you are on the right track.
And tota
but
scriptura.
I think that that's a possible
and
way
to
go. But
the
Adventist Church is about the Bible,
to put
the Bible only,
money
and the entire Bible.
To
let's finish with a word of prayer of consecration.
Scholars and pastors,
Heavenly Father, thank you for all the blessings that you have given us for your presence this afternoon.
Of our theology, so that we can rediscover this
revealed
complete
yourself
system
throughout
of
thousands
theology
of years.
And
you
philosophy
have been
and,
you have used
just
your Holy
put it
Spirit
around
to
the entire
truth,
world. And I call also to the evangelical.
Reveal your
and I call the emerging church
history,
leaders.
And
I call
among,
the Catholic priests and teachers. Go
you have
to the Bible
always,
and reprogram
the prayer
your philosophy.
Your
develop the philosophy with the Bible. Or
the
from the Bible, you are not
world.
Doing that because it is so contradictory with the philosophy that
the
you have taken from the philosophers
that,
then you will
to
have
Father,
to reinterpret your
one.
Entire
I
Catholic
pray that
faith
this
and your entire Protestant faith. But we
soon,
will be, I hope, ready here
for all
to
those
receive
that
you
that
in
the
Adventist
Church.
Are even if you don't do that, we respect
you,
I respect
you,
and I know that you are actually sincere in what you
all
of us. And for
guide
that
us
I respect
and
you
press us
with all my heart,
truth,
but I challenge you to study what I am suggesting. I
our
have faith what
will
you
be
think
increased,
as well,
and your research will be united,
and
I
have
you
benefited,
have promised, but you will
you
send
want to
your
do it
Holy
with tradition and philosophy,
reign,
you are on
the
right
track.
Power to enlighten.
But I think
that
this
that's
world
a possible way to go,
so that your coming will be a reality
about the Bible,
in this world,
the Bible only,
very, very soon.
And,
the Bible.
And at that time,
let's
we
finish
pray
with
that
a word
you will receive us not for our merits or by our merits.
Heavenly Father, thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, for your presence this afternoon,
patience,
because
you
have given and revealed. Throughout the
reveal
ages,
yourself
especially
throughout
at the cross, in Jesus' name.
Thousands of years,
Amen.
You have been patient, and you have used your Holy Spirit to reveal your truths, reveal your teachings, reveal your actions in history, and among all these things, you have been always answering the prayer of your people. I pray for the entire world. We are looking as a world to fulfill the prayer that you elevated to the Father that your church would be one. I pray that this would be answered very soon, and especially for all those that, as in the Adventist Church, are trying to get closer to you on the basis of your revelation, your words, your actions, as they are revealed in Scripture. Bless all of us, guide us, and press us into the truth, and through our surrender to your teachings, our faith will be increased, and your church will be united, and as you have promised, you will send your Holy Spirit in the latter rain to give the power to enlighten this world with your glory, so that your coming will be a reality in this world very, very soon. And at that time, we pray that you will receive us not for our merits or by our merits, but because of the grace and the power and the mercy and the patience
that you have given and revealed throughout the ages and especially at the cross, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. Free listening of this message and over 7,000 other presentations by more than 100 speakers on 50 different topics is now available on our American Christian Ministries mobile app for Android and Apple devices, and on our secure website. You may also order presentations online at AmericanChristianMinistries.org or call 800-233-4450. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help to prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.